The secret of all the schools of Buddhism is to be present for what's happening. Be present for what's happening and not cling to it. Just to be here. All the teachings, all the instructions are just pointers helping us, reminding us to come back here, to come back to simply experience what we're experiencing. In a way, we're training the mind, cultivating this ability to be present in a clear, stable, non-judgmental way. The tendency of our mind is to think, you know, to be distracted, often by thoughts of the past, the future. And it can be very helpful to have some sort of touchstone, some sort of anchor that we can keep returning to in this moment. So traditionally, that touchstone is the breath and the body. It's said that the breath is one of the most skillful objects to pay attention to in meditation for a few reasons. First of all, the breath is continuous. It's always happening. And it's happening by itself. You know, we don't have to do it. Our thoughts may be about the past or the future, but the breath is happening in this moment. Sensations of the breath. The breath has a movement to it, a rhythm. And tuning into this rhythm is very, very helpful. It turns out that it's actually much easier to pay attention to something that's slightly moving as opposed to something that's more fixed. So the breath is continuous, it's happening by itself, it's moving. We say that the breath is the center of the person. The body and the mind meet at the breath. So these are the physical felt sensations of breathing that we're tuning into, and how we are emotionally, how we are mentally, our mood, what we're thinking about, all these things get expressed in the breath. So I know for myself, one of the ways that I sometimes know what I'm feeling is to see how I'm breathing. So just to notice. Mindfulness of breathing is not a breathing exercise. We're not trying to breathe a particular way, but just to notice how the breath is, whichever way it presents itself. So with that, we'll have a little bit of a guided meditation. Just closing the eyes and taking a relaxed, upright posture. Helpful to take a few deep breaths. Just releasing any tension. Settling into the felt sense of the body. Seeing if there's any extra tension that can be released in the face, the eyes, relaxing and softening the eyes. The jaw. And down to the shoulders. Softening the hands. See that the back is upright but not tense. Any extra holding or tension you notice, just seeing if that can soften. And if it can't, just bringing as much ease as is available. Noticing any sensations of the breath. Maybe by the nostrils. As the air comes in, the back of the throat, the chest. Belly. Just wherever you notice sensations of the breath. Completely receptive awareness. Nothing to do. Just noticing what's there. The mind drifts away, just gently coming back to the sensations of the body, sensations of the breath. Noticing where you can feel the breath most easily. Where are the sensations of the breath most clear? It may be the belly, the soft belly, rising and falling. It may be the coolness of the air, the nostrils. Taking your time to notice where you feel the breath most easily. This place can be your home base, your anchor. the mind, to help the mind stay with the breath. It can be helpful to add a note softly, rising, falling, or in, out, just silently and softly in the mind, following the breath, accompanying the breath.